理课堂听 class.com。
You shouldn't smoke so much, David. It's not good for you.
Sorry, honey. I'm just a bit nervous, that's all.
There's nothing to be nervous about. You're with me. Ah, there must be them. I'll open the door. My darling little girl. Mommy! Daddy!
My own little Juanita! So, you're the young man who wants to marry my little flower?
That's right.
Because you're so madly, passionately in love with her that nothing else in the world matters a damn to you, right?
Yes, exactly.
You're not the first young man who's fallen in love with my little flower, you know. There have been many others, and most of them are dead.
Oh, dear.
Her brother killed them. You haven't met him yet. Well, what do you say? Calm down, my boy. I'm joking. I know you're really only after her money.
Oh, no, really, sir. You've got quite the wrong idea about me. Honestly, I...
Be quiet, young man, and listen to me. Here, have a cigar. I am one of the richest men in Mexico. Anything I want, I get. And if anyone gets in my way, I make them move. That's who I am. Tell me about you, then. You're a professor, aren't you?
Well...
Well?
Sorry, my cigar's gone out. Could I have a light, please?
I like it, I like it. The boy has a sense of humor. Here, you can have my lighter. Now, what was I saying? Ah, yes, we were talking about your work. You're a professor, aren't you? What subject do you teach?
I'm not exactly a professor. I'm just a teacher, actually. I teach English.
That's what I said, a professor. You teach in a university, right?
It isn't exactly a university. It's just a language school. But I did go to a university. I've got a degree in French and German.
David is very clever. He should have a much better job than he has.
Thank you, dear.
I see. Well, what do you think of the young man, Conchita?
I think he's sweet. I want to have lots and lots of grandchildren who are just as handsome as David.
Thank you.
If I let you marry my little flower, I guess you'll give up working, won't you? I guess you'll just sit around doing nothing all day. You'll be happy to live off my money, which I made through my hard work. Isn't that right?
Of course not, sir. I'll keep on working. I love my work.
David's a wonderful teacher. He just needs a chance, that's all.
A real man doesn't wait for someone to give him a chance. He takes it. Still, I like this boy. So, should I say yes or no? Well, I've decided, young man. You can marry my daughter.
Thank you, Daddy. That's wonderful. We're so happy. Aren't we, David, darling? A big Mexican kiss for a handsome young American.
Now, let's talk about the wedding. My little flower must have the most magnificent wedding possible. I want the best and nothing but the best for my little Juanita. Is that clear?
Before we talk about the wedding, there's something else we should do. You should tell your father the good news, David.
Ah, yes. Good idea. I'll call him at his office.
Ask him to have lunch with us tomorrow. Why not?